Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
From our New York studios, up in Harlem, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. Up in Harlem, USA. Yesterday, you know, it was the fifth anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. And last night on CNN, I got the chance to interview the last person to see him alive, and that was Dr. Conrad Murray, Michael Jackson's personal physician.
Oh, you interviewed him?
I interviewed him. And, you know, he was quite a nice guy in person, and he had a really beautiful woman with him.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It was his first interview, and he says his only interview, U.S. interview, since being released from prison after being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter 3 years ago back in 2011. And one of the first things we talked about was taking responsibility. Here he is.
I'm very remorseful that Michael has passed away. Michael was a friend, and he touched me in so many ways that I felt like a father figure to Michael. Though I wasn't old enough to be his dad, I felt as though I was protecting Michael. All the time. I did.
Protecting Michael. And he said protecting his secrets. We'll talk about that. Michael says, Murray says, excuse me, when he met Michael Jackson, that Jackson already had a stash of propofol that the doctor claims Jackson used for decades before Murray even came along. And when I asked Dr. Murray if he was motivated by money, he said no. He claims that shortly after he took the job, that the concert promoters told him in front of Michael Jackson, there was a bit of a confrontation at the house. He was there. He said that the singer was dead broke, couldn't even afford the toilet paper he and his kids were using. Murray says he was shocked, and to this day he has never revealed any such secrets he knew about the entertainer.
Of course. The most hidden treasure trove of his life is with me. But I have protected Michael up till now.
Up till now?
Of course. Of course. I've said nothing that has been inflammatory about my friend.
And so what happens now?
That was my thing. So what happens now? He says he's not sure how long he's going to remain silent. He doesn't believe that he can remain silent forever, but he's not sure. He says that although the California Appeals Court has denied to rehear his case, that he is not done yet.
If California does not help me to right this wrong, I am going to the Supreme Court, the law of the land. I must believe that our judicial system does have integrity somewhere.
Somewhere. So, will the court take the case? That's another story. But Dr. Conrad Murray still believes in his own innocence, and he is determined to prove it by any means necessary and says he won't stop until he does. Question is, do you believe him?
What's he doing for money?
Friends, family members. He says he has no income. He gets money from his loved ones. There was one point where his representatives would ask for money for interviews, and they would get it. Now, I don't know about here in the United States, but they did in Europe. So he did a couple of interviews overseas. I think he did one in Australia. He did one in Europe.
You didn't pay?
No, we don't pay. Not at all. And he, you know, the interviews did not go well. So he has been texting me and calling me.
And cost money to go to court.
Yeah. And then but he surprised me. He sent me the text this weekend saying, hey, listen, I think I want to talk on the fifth anniversary because I'm innocent and I want to talk and I need to prove my innocence. And I've done several interviews and you're the person I trust. I said, all right.
And do some interviews with you so that he can perhaps spark some interest in some publishers or someone
right.
to
There's
gotta
be a book
documentary.
I don't know because he did not ask us for any money. And he, you know, all he said was just be fair. There were no restrictions on it.
I want to see this.
And he says, when I asked him, I said, you know, he didn't say anything about, he didn't say, okay, well, I'm Michael's secrets. I asked him, I said, you were the closest to Michael. You were the last person to see him alive. How much did Michael Jackson share with you? And he said, well, he shared everything. He said, I knew him better than anybody. His family says he didn't even hear from the family for weeks or months. He said the family didn't come over. The children had no interaction with the family. Mm.
So what was the most interesting secret he revealed or shared with you?
He wouldn't. He said, I'm not going to do it.
So that means he's saving it for somebody else who's going to pay.
Maybe he's saving it for a book, but I don't know if he says, look, here's the thing. I believe him when he said he and Michael Jackson were close friends and that Michael shared secrets with him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to do it now. I don't think that's why he did the interview with me. I think that he realizes the fifth anniversary is a flashpoint and people, there would be some interest, and therefore he thought he would get his story out and get more interest. I think one day, though, yes, I do think that he will probably share secrets, if there are any, because he could just be saying. But, you know, you have someone on drugs. Sometimes drugs are like truth. It's like truth serum. You say things to people when you're under sedation or drinking that you wouldn't tell anybody else. So I think he does know things about Michael.
Was the woman that he was with the woman that he was talking to on the phone when Michael was Michael was dying?
It was one of those women, and the kid was with him. Really cute kid. The kid who was born, I think, just a week or two before Michael died, around that week or two before, a week or two after.
Because there were like three exotic dancers that testified, and this was one of them.
One of them was,
One of them was, I forget her name. She's. If you look on my Twitter account, she's there defending him on Twitter. But yeah, but it was just smoking hot woman. She's beautiful.
Hey, Nikki and Crystal, can we replay the CNN interview that Don had with Dr. Conrad Murray on BlackAmericaWeb.com? Okay. Lemon's commentary is brought to you by Visit Florida. Where else can you get space shuttles, conch fritters, and roller coasters? In Florida, expect the unexpected. Must be the sunshine. Find your getaway at visitflorida.com.